Exclusive, Tim Scott, We Must Finish Border Wall to Protect Americans, Crush Cartels. By Hannah Blow on August 12, 2023. The United States must finish the border wall and crush cartels to protect the American people. Senator Tim Scott, RSC, said during an interview with Breitbart News Saturday. Contrasting himself with President Joe Biden and presenting some of the actions he would take should he make it to the White House. The presidential hopeful, who recently visited the southern border, said the first glaring thing he noticed was that the wall is incomplete. The number one thing we should do is finish the border wall. The second thing that we should do is use the available technology to stop the fentanyl from killing another 70,000 Americans per year. Scott said, adding that it is also essential to crush the cartels by freezing their assets and sanctioning their accounts. We cut off their blood support, so to speak, by taking away their money. If we do that, we'll save tens of thousands of American lives. I wrote the legislation to get that done. It was passed through the Senate, Scott said, expressing hope that it becomes law this year so that we can do what the American people deserve. A safe, secure border. Today? Unsafe, insecure, wide open. Why? Joe Biden, Scott said, identifying the issue as one of many at the forefront of voters' minds, particularly in places such as Iowa. Scott continued to contrast himself with Biden, telling Breitbart News Saturday that voters are responding constructively to an optimistic, positive message anchored in conservatism. What they want is someone that they can trust to stand toe-to-toe with President Xi, realizing that the existential threat to America is China. They want someone who sees 70,000 dead Americans because of fentanyl as a crisis to be solved. So we close the southern border. We finish the wall. We use military-grade technology to surveil the border so that we stop fentanyl from killing another 70,000 Americans in the next 12 months. Scott said, adding that voters have been responding very positive to the fact that he is the Republican who was put in charge of police reform. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Senator Tim Scott, RSC, August 12, 2023. We have to back the blue. The Democrats want to defund the police. We are going to refund the police. They have demoralized the police. We're going to restore respect for men and women in law enforcement. And it's one of the reasons why I was the first non-Floridian to win the Florida Sheriff's Association National Legislative Champion Award. Scott said, later adding that voters are also frustrated with the effects of Bidenomics. Biden wants us to believe what he is saying, not what we are seeing with our own eyes and what we're feeling with our own hearts on an inability to support our families like we could before he came in office. Scott said, explaining that despite unemployment being low, we have fewer men in the workforce, 18 to 54, than we ever have in the history of the country. So they're not even being counted in unemployment. That is devastating, and that's a distortion of the truth. Core inflation is 4.6%. That means that food and energy are still running really hot, really high, and unaffordable, Scott said. As President of the United States, I would reduce our taxes so you get to keep more of your money, he said, explaining that it is key to get government out of the way, and you determine what you do with your life and your money. As president, I would make sure that the average family keeps more of their money and that they decide the American dream for themselves, Scott added. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.